Welcome, welcome. Hope this finds you well. This is Paul Nichols, your host. You're listening to It's Your Money, the financial podcast that was designed and continues to be implemented as a pulling back the curtain and exposing the truth about money and investing format. And once again, we're going to attempt to do that today. And I hope that you glean some information from today and it does enrich your life in some way. That's why we do what we do. That's why we come to you every week with some coaching. And today I'm going to continue kind of where I've left off. We've been running a series for a couple months here. And boy, this is some good information. I hope you feel the same way and are implementing it, because what good is knowledge unless it's implemented? To know and not to do is to not to know. I don't know where I picked that up. Is that like a Yoda thing? Maybe that's a Yoda. Or no, do or do not try. I always got those confused. But what do we want to talk about today? Well, what I want to talk about today is, hey, Paul, you don't understand. I don't got 25 years till I retire. You know, I do classes and on a regular basis. In fact, I'll be doing them tomorrow night. And it's interesting. These are adult education classes on basics on finance and financial literacy, etc. Kind of A to Z about finance. We have a course that we do at different universities and institutions, etc. And inevitably, I'll have someone that'll say something to me like, well, geez, you talk about investing and putting money in the market. You know, I mean, should I be conservative? Should I be aggressive? You know, I don't have 25 years till I retire. I'm only 5 years away. And I always have to remind people, no, you may not have 25 years till you retire, but you should have 25 years, statistically speaking, till you check out. How long does your money need to last? Till you just retire or till the end of your life? Excuse me, I'm fighting a cold today. And of course, people, you know, they just don't know the rules of money, and this is why you're listening now and so on and so forth, and why we try to get coached up in different areas. But this is going to kind of build on where we left off last week, and that is, what's your number? What yield do you need to get on your investable assets in order to not run out of money by the time you're 100 years old? Now, what's interesting about this question, I was in a recent investor session that we have. We have sessions just for our clients. And one of the gentlemen in there was an older fella, and he had his grandson with him. And we were going through one of our coaching sessions, a dinner session, and then we have coaching. This is for clients of ours. And he had spoke up and said, hey, Paul, listen, should I have my portfolio in the aggressive or the conservative? You know, there's conservative, moderate, or balanced, long-term, and aggressive. These are portfolios, not your investment philosophy, but your investment objective, if you will, as it relates to what the science has taught us. Markowitz actually, I believe, coined these phrases as he built the Markowitz Efficient Frontier and started looking at the concept of diversification and dissimilar price movement and building an optimum portfolio for any given level of risk, etc. I don't want to get into all the science of that today. I decided to make this point. He asked me, Paul, should I be an aggressive or conservative? And I said, Buzz, well, that depends. That depends on, do you need the money? And I know he really didn't need the money for income, because he had a separate income plan set up. He preferred to do things that way. And so I asked him, I said, well, you know, do you need the money? And I knew the answer was no, because he's a client. And I said, and he said no. And I said, well, who's going to get it? And he started pointing to this younger fella next to him. And he said, well, my grandson. And when I looked to his grandson, I said, well, should your grandfather have that aggressive or conservatively invested? And what do you think he said? He said aggressive, of course. Okay, he's a younger guy. He figures he's got time. See, everybody looks at their investment objective from the viewpoint of time. And I think that can screw you up sometimes, you know, because sure, theoretically speaking, if I'm going to start pulling money and practically speaking, I should say, if I'm going to start pulling money off of my account on a monthly, quarterly, regular basis, it probably should be invested in a more conservative portfolio, which would have a higher level of liquidity built in, cash, short-term T-bills, etc., versus an aggressive portfolio that has very little cash built in. It's mostly equities because the time horizon is longer. See, that's what screws people up. They automatically assume that they should be moving the selection of their portfolio to a more conservative mix as they retire. And that may or may not be the case. It depends on the end game and many of the things we've talked about the last several weeks. What's your number? You know, savings is a bill, three types of money, needs versus wants, 30-day challenge. This has all been built on the last couple months. So now we're at the point where, okay, we know what our number is. We've got kind of an idea of our end game. We realize kind of where our money's going and if we have any extra and so on and so forth. Now we want to invest it. Well, you know, we talked a little bit about taxes and seed versus the harvest. But now we start asking ourselves, what is really the amount of risk, if you will, or the volatility levels, that is the amount of up and down, you know, how much are we willing to take on? And I think that answer, it really builds on last week's show where we talked about what's your number. So you need to understand what's your number, the concept of inflation and how that erodes your purchasing power along with taxes, and the rule of 72 to really kind of answer this question. So for that scenario I just laid out, that older gentleman said, yeah, I concur. I believe I should probably have it invested aggressively. I'll never touch it. Everything else in my life is earmarked for, that being my income and my healthcare needs, etc. And really, the money that I have left over is really just a matter of stewardship for the next generation. And so, really, you know, often people, and it's just not understanding the market, when we start to look at their risk tolerance, they compare it to an age. When it's not about age, ladies and gentlemen, it's about lifestyle, okay? It's really about lifestyle. It's not about age, it's about lifestyle. And how you have your money invested, where you have it more conservative or more aggressive, depends on the purposes of the accounts. If I can segue for a moment and use a personal example. I have aggressive, I'm 48 years old, my wife's 42, I have 47 and 42, I'm sorry. I have aggressive Roth, my wife has an aggressive Roth. We have a joint account that's also aggressive. We don't plan on touching that money unless, you know, something unforeseen that we actually absolutely have no control over, and I can't foresee those things. I believe I've planned for those things. So we have those monies in an aggressive account because the time horizon of when we're going to need that money is 6 to 8 years or more. On the other hand, because I am a big proponent of the market and I understand the market because I have education, which has led to clarity, which has led to confidence and peace of mind, I have no problem keeping short-term monies that I would normally have in a money market account for this year, for example. Instead of having it in a money market account earning less than 0.5%, I have no problem putting it into a conservative brokerage account in a well-diversified portfolio, trying to get 6-7% after fees on an annual basis. Now, I realize that there may be a month or two or three that the market's down, and I won't want to touch that account if I really need it. I might need to go somewhere else. But I also realize that in a conservative mix, in a well-diversified, broad-based portfolio, when I say broad-based, globally diversified, understanding the science and the asset classes, it is extremely rare. We've only had one negative year in the conservative portfolio in the last 40 years. Now, I'm not pitching portfolios. I'm not soliciting or trying to sell here. I'm trying to make the point that, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about time. It's about the intent of your money. And if you understand the last 8 or 10 shows or coaching sessions that we've thrown out to you, it was really trying to understand that. Everything that we've kind of talked about, these different concepts, the rule of 72 and three types of money and needs versus wants and 30-day challenge and all these different things, what's your number and you know, the 11th commandment, some of the things I've talked about are all designed about helping you ascertain what the end game is for you, what kind of yield you need, what kind of number you need based on inflation and taxes and the way things work, so that we can kind of get an idea of if you're quite a ways from retirement, how much money you need to put away and what kind of growth you need to have on it, or if you're right around the corner, the kind of moves that you need to make. And just focusing on saying, hey, I'm going to retire and put all my money in a conservative account may or may not serve you best. And I don't think one can have confidence about what they're doing until they really analyze the end game and work backwards to plan for it. So, with that being said, my intent is: look, it's not about age; it's about lifestyle. It doesn't matter whether you're 2 years from retirement, 10 years, 20, 30 years from retirement. That's not really going to dictate per se what your portfolio objectives are, aggressive, conservative, or in between, but more when you're going to need the money, you know, and that becomes more of the factor. When does it need to be liquid? So from a time perspective, you could say that that's really, time is important, but lifestyle is important from the viewpoint of when you need the money. Time is how much time you have to let it grow, leave it alone, need it to provide for you, etc. Anyway, that's enough for me today. This is Paul Nichols. I'm feeling a little nasally. I am the president of Financial Abundance, a registered investment advisory firm in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. That's State College, Pennsylvania. Our direct dial, for those of you that may want that, it's 814-867-5745. We do business all across the country. We focus really in education. Education leads to clarity. Clarity leads to confidence, and confidence can result in peace of mind. You don't need to know everything if you have a coach teaching you the few right things. And ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the financial arena, I hope you're paying for coaching and not just paying for products. Paul Nichols signing off. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon.